The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, this is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Hi, fam.
Hello. Welcome in and welcome back. Let's weekend recap this. How was your weekend? You guys have a good weekend?
It was fantastic. We went to Big Bear for a wedding. I really love Big Bear now. Big fan.
Big fan of Big Bear.
Big fan of Big Bear. Mm-hmm. Loved it. It was great. Wedding was great. Weekend was great. Good weather. We had a weird hotel room. The hotel room was really nice, just renovated. But there was it said it was a jacuzzi room. So I thought maybe it had like a patio with a jacuzzi or something. No, the jacuzzi, it was a two-man jacuzzi, and it was in the floor of the hotel.
Wow.
Room.
Did you get into it?
It looked like a big bathtub, but it was in the middle of the room instead of in a bathroom. It was right in the middle of the room. It was surrounded by carpeting
in the middle of the room. But yeah, so when you got out, you stepped onto the car. It was sunken down.
No.
You stepped down into it. And then when you got out, you stepped onto the carpet.
No.
It was so weird. It was cool, but different.
Can you imagine peeling back that carpet, what it looks like?
That's what he said. He's exactly like, that carpet's probably gross.
Yeah.
How was your guys' weekend?
It was pretty chill. We just kind of hung out at the house. We had some our neighbors across the street over for barbecue on Saturday.
Yep.
I played pickleball yesterday. Mindy gardened like for, I don't know how, 55 hours yesterday, something like that.
I had 70 notes because she texted me. She said they were going to the wedding and I was out there all day. I don't think I came in until like 6 or 7 at night.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your back's okay. Everything's okay.
No, like, I'm a little sore.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I would be in trouble.
Yeah. After 35. Things start to hurt.
Yeah. And you know, it's so funny is she's out there all day long, right? All day long. I walk out there just to check on her, see how things are going. Hey, how's it going? I get bit 3 times by a mosquito. She's got no by mosquito one? Bites.
Same mosquito?
Same, probably. And by the way, mosquitoes are, they're cowards.
Oh,
he was cracking me up. He was like, cowardly bastards
they're
are biting
cowards.
Me.
They're
they
cowards.
Wait till I turn around and then they bite me.
No, they bite you on the back of your legs. They bite you way low on your legs. They're cowards. They're not going to come right up where you can get them. They're cowards. I realize.
Feel like mosquitoes, I feel like people have a certain type of skin.
Yeah.
Some people just really, maybe it's their diet or just hormones or, you know, their natural whatever, but it's definitely a thing.
It definitely is.
Yeah, I don't usually get bit up, but I got bit up when we went for the 4th of July to Arkansas. I got bit up like crazy. I think it was the squirt, though. That dickle squirt.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's been a long time since we've had that. Dang.
Yeah, right?
You have to tell the audience what dickle squirt is.
David?
It is dickle whiskey, mm-hmm. George Dickle whiskey, mm-hmm. with squirt.
Yeah.
Just a mix that we just happened upon.
Uh-huh.
Because they had squirt and we had whiskey. And it just worked. It was so good.
You guys were... little on the funny side.
Oh yeah, we were gone.
Yeah, easy to get turned on that because it's you don't taste the dickle,
which is good. Nobody wants to taste the dickle.
No, nobody does.
No, nobody.
Nobody at all.
Oh, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. So did you? So the jacuzzi tub. Did you get into the tub and try it out? Did you guys? Did you just admire it? Without putting
no, we got in and then we got out and rolled around on the carpet. I was like, fuck this carpet.
Kidding. Like, we didn't do that.
That's great.
We did get in it two of the nights. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of towels down because it's weird getting out on just carpet.
Yeah.
Well, they give you like the little, you know, carpet, the towel that's thicker to put down to obviously step out on. And they give you big, nice towels. But we're big fans of the jacuzzi tub. When we went to Vegas a couple weeks ago that we talked about, we got the upgrade for the jacuzzi tub and then...
Yeah, but this one was kind of way bigger.
Yeah. And it was more of a jacuzzi. It had like the jets, you know, the one in horrible Caesars had like little holes, bubbles came out. But
so I think what's funny is we one of our podcasts not too long ago, we talked about hotels and our experiences. And the last two times you've talked about your experiences in these hotel rooms, Caesar, and what was the one that you guys went to this time in Big Bear?
It was called Robin Hood Resort.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Yeah. Where did it say on the sign? We were in Nottingham.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, you know, it's all themed out there. It's pretty cute.
Yeah, we've been there.
That was it, though. They themed just a little outside, but nothing inside the actual room was Robin Hood.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. We only went there once. I've only went there to Big Bear with you one time. Yep. One time. And it was similar. I think it was a summer trip and we went biking. Oh my God, that was cool.
That was fun.
We biked around the whole lake. It was awesome to bike around that whole lake.
Did you see any bears when you biked?
I didn't see any big or small bears.
Yeah, we didn't see any bears either.
But it is a thing. People do see bears there. I mean, you know, Antelope Valley, there's no antelopes, right, Jay?
Right.
But Big Bear, there are bears.
There's not antelopes here?
No.
Not anymore. There was at one time, I'm sure.
Unless you go to Antelope Valley High School, then you're an antelope, you know?
Forever.
Wow.
See, I'm not here for the jokes. They're not here for me and the jokes that I tell. Well, let's get into the funky jam music. You ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So thanks to Ponder, we're going to cover irrational fears. And let's go into them. I mean, if there's more than one, if you have more than one. And then I think what we'll go around the room and say, do we believe if it's irrational or not? Is it irrational or is it like you should be afraid of that? Yes, you should.
Yeah.
So, Mindy, why don't you start? I think you have some good ones that I really would like to dig into a bit.
Why would you think that? I know I have lots of fears, but I think probably my most irrational one is plants that have like thick, rubbery, I don't know.
Like a stem or a leaf or?
Yeah,
leaves. Like hairy kind of.
Or hairy, yeah. Like a
like lamb's ear, that succulent?
Like a, well, succulents really don't bother me, which is odd. Okay. But they're, okay. I don't know. This is a texture thing, I think. And not only that, like sunflowers,
how
they're hairy.
Yep.
Or, nope.
She has another
totally.
she has another one though that I really need to get into.
What is that?
She's afraid of snakes.
Oh God.
That's not irrational.
See, I don't
That's
think not. It's irrational either.
But it is though out here. The snakes that we have out here they're not going to hurt you. They run away from they don't have legs.
They slither.
They slither away from you and they slither fast. They're called the most prevalent one that we see is the black racer and it goes away from you. And we see them all the time. All the time. I was walking in the backyard. Luckily she was indoors. And two of them were intertwined mating. And I tried to get rid of it. I tried to scare it away. They don't want anything to do with you. They run the other way, but this one will come screaming in the house. Get rid of it.
I think he's exaggerating a little there.
Oh no, I'm not exaggerating.
They're not a dangerous snake at all.
Not at all. Not one bit.
I think it's funny when girls are like, oh, snakes. Some girls at work were like, I was like, they don't snake. What is a snake going to do? Like, unless it obviously a viper, a cobra or adder, but it's
California
just like,
ones.
Yeah. The rattlers, they'll jump at you. I mean, certain ones, but yeah. Garden snakes or little, what is it? Black racer.
Yep.
Is it like jet black and shiny?
It's kind of gray. They're really pretty. Okay. I mean,
they're black. Yeah. I think snakes are pretty. They're soft and they're scaly and I like them, but okay. I'm kind of a 50-50. I get it. Because a lot of people are, but I'm not at all afraid of snakes. I love them.
I got boots made out of snakes.
That I don't think that.
So check out this story. One last year, I walked out to the pool and there was this little I mean, literally about 6 inches, little tiny thing. I thought it was a worm sitting on top of our.
Mindy told me about this.
Oh, I didn't want to hear about you streaking, Jason.
It was sitting on top of our chlorine thing. And I was like, that's not a worm. You can see its little tongue. And I thought it was a baby snake, but that's almost a full grown snake out here. It's a little tiny snake called a, I forget the name.
Oh, look, just like a worm though. I was like, I went to go pick it up and I'm like, nope, that's not a worm.
It's a snake, but it won't.
Not even that? You won't touch it, Mindy?
No.
It's tiny, dude. Mm. Tiny.
I don't even really like the lizards out here, although I've become friends with those. So that's gotten a little better. But now when we go, is it down south or up south?
Well, they're here now too. But yeah, south is where
they get bigger. I don't know where I'm at.
You don't go up south.
He said up south. That's great.
Down south.
South is always down.
Yeah.
Up north, down south. Yeah.
Anyway, they get bigger as you go.
They do.
Down.
They usually do. They start off pretty small and then they just get bigger.
Yeah.
Like iguana.
Are we still talking about Jason streaking?
We're talking about Jason, yeah.
Yes.
I was.
I'm a grower. All right.
David, do you have any irrational fears?
Yeah, people.
Oh, God. Yeah. Crowds?
Crowds. Oh, I think that's irrational.
So dumb.
Do you consider it to be like social anxiety?
Yeah, I definitely have a hard time with it. I mean, if drinking was not involved, I would not be able to handle it.
Mm. That's interesting.
And crowded streets.
Even driving when it's got, you know, traffic, I get like that. Mm. I start freaking out. Like, so like towns and like cities, Stephanie has to drive. I can't do it.
So freaking out how, like just super anxious or irritated? What is it?
Both.
What is it? Both? Okay.
Maybe
anxious,
that's
and I get very, very irritable.
I think that I must have it too then, because I can't handle. My grandma lives in Seal Beach, and then she moved to Huntington, which isn't much further than Seal Beach. But we just stopped. I stopped going down there. I just could not handle the LA traffic anymore. I did not want to be in it. I couldn't stand it. Of course, not a lot of people like it, right? But some people deal with it every single day. I just could not do it. I was like, I'm not going to go visit her anymore. I'm not visiting you anymore. You live too far away.
If Stephanie didn't drive in those places, we wouldn't go.
Yeah, it's it would be a disability almost. In not the terms that we always think of, but it's disabilitating, I guess, to him. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I did not realize that. But maybe I have that as well. Maybe we have that in common. What about you, Stephanie? Any irrational fears?
Well, I thought of this ponder because I have a fear of birds and June bugs really, really bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, June bugs, I don't know if other, you know, countries and states have them, but they're a big green beetle that's blind and, you know, very loud, and it runs into things and it doesn't know where it's going. And I have a fear of anything buzzing or humming or flapping, getting in my hair. And then not being able to get out.
Well, it's so like
moths.
Happened.
You guys know the story of the moths, right?
Yeah, they always find you, right?
Well, June bugs always find me, but our cats used to bring in these huge moths in the middle of the night, and they would just dive bomb us in bed, sometimes two at a time.
They were like bird sized moths.
They were huge, the dollar size moths. I don't know what California's doing and why our cats are so
total roided up moths.
Yeah. And the moths have this little nose. And one time one got caught in the bed, and then I accidentally put my hand on it and it poked me. It's really hard.
I have a great time getting them. It's fun. I have a flight swatter, like a baseball bat, trying to get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, David's come to my rescue several times. And then I was walking to work, and this little black sparrow, you know, whatever, not a raven or anything smaller than that, but this little black bird just kept diving in towards me, and then he'd perch, and then I'd keep walking, and then I finally screamed and ran into work, and I felt like such a weirdo. But I don't like eating outside because I don't like bugs and birds and stuff around me. I made a total fool of myself one time at a restaurant. This June bug would not leave me alone. I flipped my plate and ran. I mean, my chair fell back. Everybody looked at me. The friend I was with was mortified. But this June bug wasn't hanging out with anybody but me. And it was terrible. It was terrible.
What month was it?
I don't know. Probably June.
That's funny.
And pincher bugs. Pincher bugs are this big. But if I see a pincher bug, I'm freaking out. Oh. I'll hold a tarantula and pick up spiders and help them on their way. And I love snakes. But if a pincher bug comes near me, I'm running.
Do they actually pinch?
Yes. And they're called earwigs. That's another name for them.
Right.
They actually will burrow into your ear because they like the warm waxy, and then they eat your brain.
That's not true.
That's totally part of the fear right there.
Sean had one crawl in his ear one time.
It was not eating his brain. He's still alive.
He got it out in time. He felt it crawl in. He freaked out, and he's alive to this day. But talk off.
That is a hilarious story. How did he get it out?
We were talking and he literally did like the dog wipe. He was like, what the fuck? And a huge pincher bug just fell on the ground and he was like, oh my God, it was gonna eat my brain. And I was like, I know. So
one time we camped somewhere and weren't there like thousands of those underneath like Blue's bed, underneath the tarps. Remember that? Yeah. I don't know where that was. I don't know if it was that one lake. You would have hated it. I was not there.
You would have hated it.
Yeah.
I would have moved. Somewhere.
I had it was a long time ago. I think I was in the military and I was like, you know, just in a car, windows were down. It was nice out and a fly went right into my ear.
Oh gosh.
And I was like, oh my God, freaking out. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you freaking out? And I turn and I show everybody and nobody helped me. They just started laughing because they could see the fly stuck in my ear.
Because of all the earwax.
How'd you get it out?
Ew.
I think I had to grab it. I just like was like, oh my God. And I just was finally able to get a little piece of it enough to come out.
Ugh.
But it was really, really like, what the fuck? I was freaking out so much. You can hear it like buzzing inside. It was not fun.
That's the worst.
Yeah, no good.
It was also in June.
I always hear about people having to go to the doctors to get like bugs out of ears, but I've never like known anybody that actually had a bug in their ear. So that's interesting.
Yeah. So we get these palmetto bugs.
Oh God.
Okay. So you know how you have roaches out there. They're in the roach family, but they're mega roaches.
No, they have water bugs.
Yeah, we have water bugs. Yeah. They're a little bit smaller than cockroaches.
But they're still in the roach family. I mean, they look like roaches.
Yeah, they look like that, right?
I'm just trying to give size perspective because...
Yeah, they outweigh those. It's like, okay, it's like Shaquille O'Neal and what's that comedian?
Kevin Hart.
That's a palmetto bug. Shaquille O'Neal, that's the palmetto bug. This thing is massive, dude. So the other night, you know, once in a while they'll get in your house. Once, very, very rarely. And usually after we do the bug spray around, they're fleeing, right? So they'll end up in your house.
The little lizards.
Lizards are all, they always end up in your house. So I'm sitting there, I can't sleep. And it's about, I don't know, it's three something in the morning. I'm watching TV and all of a sudden, crawling on the wall. Look at that. And it goes, starts going up this, like the blinds we have, and you can hear it. And I'm like, this guy, I'm going to get him. I just had to wait patiently with my swatter.
They're like a June bug, Steph. They can fly. They run into things and so that's why he's saying you can hear them.
I'm never moving to Florida.
They can fly. You don't see them that much. You genuinely don't.
Thank God.
They're super rare, but I happen to see one. But yeah, they fly. I was talking to somebody and he was like, yeah, just wait till one time you're going towards it to try to kill you and it's on the wall and it flies towards you. I'm like, I don't want that moment. So I just waited real patiently and I knew it was coming to come towards me and it just walked over and I smacked it and then it went down underneath the couch and I didn't know where it went. So I had to pull, this is 3 in the morning. I had to pull the couch out to get this thing and I don't want to touch him, dude. I'm creeped, but that's an irrational fear. I think I don't want to touch them. So I get a wad of something and I go, and then I take it into the trash.
Did you crunch it?
It crunches. Yeah. But they don't like to die. You hit them and they're not.
There it is. There's that sound.
Yeah, they're not.
They don't like to die.
Nothing likes to die.
Nothing likes to die.
They're not down for dying.
He's saying they're hardy though. They really care. But that was funny.
I've hit a couple moths like that where I hit them with a fly swatter and they all of a sudden they're up and flying again. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. I cracked that thing. I hit it like a freaking Barry Bonds.
Yeah, you got to put them out of their misery. When you hit one of those palmetto bugs, it's not over. You know it's not over. I mean, even if guts are smeared, you know it's not over. You got to find it and get it and put it somewhere where you and you crunch it. Crunch it in the paper towel.
No.
Anyway, they're scary. All right. So my irrational fears, that's one of them, the palmetto bugs. I would say yours are a little irrational though. I wish I could get to the point, honestly, where I would be able to pick one of those things up, you know, and not be creeped out by it, but they have a creepy factor to them, the palmetto bugs and roaches in general. My irrational fear, and I used to struggle with this all the time living in California, I would go to bed and like, I would think about earthquakes. You know, like, oh, like if there's there's going to be an earthquake. I don't know why I would do this. I never told Mindy this either. It would be something that was always inside my brain where I would be worried about an earthquake coming.
But I don't think that's probably PTSD really more though.
It might be. Yeah. From when I was in that 1994 earthquake.
Yeah. You were in, I mean, you experienced the Northridge earthquake.
You were like close to that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I was in Sylmar at the time. Yeah, so, which is only 10 miles, 15 miles from the epicenter. But yeah, I used to, you don't know this. I would have to talk myself out of it at night to go to sleep.
22 years of marriage and I'm learning new stuff all the time lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
My spouse.
And then there's other stuff like, you know, the fear of losing everything, your life, right? Your livelihood. I don't know if you guys, anybody struggles with that. I'm sure most people do, but you go, oh, what if I lost everything? Those moments where you take your breath away a little bit. I would have some of those anxieties too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty anxious. It's been a while, except for coming home from Big Bear, but I used to be very anxious in the car. If somebody else is driving, I can't be comfortable. I just have visions of a car accident every corner.
Mm. Well, that's also PTSD.
Yeah. And I would say that's also PTSD from the crazy car accidents I've been in that I wasn't driving and it wasn't my fault. And so I do think that has to do with PTSD and what people go through from past experiences. Yeah.
I think so too, because we had an incident where one of our dogs got pulled through a fence by some other dogs, and it was really traumatic for us. She was taken to the vet by somebody that we came home and there was like, you know, it was blood everywhere and stuff. Like it was so bad. And I, ever since that incident, at least in California, I think I've gotten over it now, but I used to be like super, did I lock the doors? All this weird stuff started coming up. I don't know how it turned into, did I lock the doors? But it did. It started becoming this weird OCD that I never had before.
Yeah.
Strange, right?
Yeah. And you find yourself not having that anymore.
I really don't have it here as much. It's weird. It's kind of gone away. I don't know why, but I don't go, oh, did I lock the door? One night, okay, the other night we went for a walk, took Blue for a walk, and I didn't shut this door all the way. Came home, the door's wide open. Wide open. We were on a 30-minute walk. yeah. Anyway,
I think he was more upset about the mosquitoes coming.
Oh,
in.
Yeah, that's
irritating. Dang it. See this every time he's pop out.
Stop smiling. Don't do it.
I know.
Anyway, well, that's funny. I think most of your fears are all irrational. Mine are warranted,
except for the palmetto.
All right. I got an origin story for you guys. I think it's a good one. I didn't print it. Darn it. I guess I'll have to read it here. Mindy's going to read it with me. So you guys are going to try and guess. Okay.
Okay.
But we got to play the jingle.
I'm not going to look at it so I can guess.
Okay. I think you already know what it is though. Oh, because you gave me the idea for it.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay.
Have you ever peeled an origin?
Origin stories.
Hey, I'd like to know the origin of that story.
Did you know that every story has an origin to it?
This one time I had an origin and it felt so good.
Origin stories.
You know, I want to do, so if you look at the latest video that that I put out, I used the Things to Ponder jingle with a little intro, and I want to make an intro for this, like a visual intro. It'd be so cool to have a cartoon intro of all those peeling and origins. That would be so cool.
If I had that skill,
but I don't. All right, so guess the origin here. It's a little dark, but go ahead and guess it. See if you can guess it. During a massacre, a series of killings followed by a mass suicide, a California congressman and an estimated 900 followers of the People's Temple cult led by Jim Jones perished in the jungles of Guyana. Frequent news reports said those who killed themselves upon Jones. David's raising his hand.
Is this the drink the Kool-Aid thing?
It is. It is. I had a feeling
it was in Ghana.
It stemmed from California, yeah, and then they started this temple in Guyana, or I don't know if I'm saying that right. Guyana. So I'll go on. Frequent news reports said those who killed themselves upon Jones' order drank this, which is Kool-Aid, cyanide-laced drink, as authorities began to close in on the group. The events were sparked by the assassination of California Congressman Leo Ryan, who was there to investigate complaints after the group moved from San Francisco. But like many aspects of the Jonestown tragedy, its details have been changed in the popular imagination. In fact, the group didn't drink Kool-Aid. Instead, they drank a British version of the popular sugary American drink. And not everyone committed suicide. At least some tried to flee the scene, only to be shot by Jones' henchmen. It's a pretty sad story, right? I'll move on and finish with this last paragraph. At the time the massacre shook the world, it was blamed on Jones' charismatic hold on the cult. The tragedy involved a racially integrated community, a rarity in American life at the time, composed of both African-Americans and whites. Back in Indiana, Jones was a white Christian preacher who claimed allegiance to the civil rights struggles in African Americans in the 1960s and 70s. The People's Temple relocated from Indianapolis to San Francisco before immigrating to Guyana en masse. And in some quarters, the tragedy was blamed on California quirkiness.
Of course.
Yeah, everything's blamed on California's quirkiness. So good job, David. You got that right away. How did you know?
We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
But none of those details.
The Kool-Aid stuff. And so when you were talking about something being laced, it automatically just popped in my head, the Kool-Aid thing.
Yeah, it surprises me. I didn't know. I knew a little bit about it. I thought it was something, some other thing. But knowing a little more about it, I was like, that's super, super tragic and interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, I didn't know they moved.
Yeah, I didn't know.
They weren't even in the United States.
Wow.
I don't even know where is Guyana? Is that in like in Africa? Is it, I don't even know.
Is that G-H?
Yes. I think it's G-Y-A-N-A.
It's G-U-Y-A-N-A.
Yeah. U-Y. Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like.
It sounds Africa.
Yeah. It sounds like it's in Africa.
It does. I thought Ghana was the.
Yeah. I wasn't sure, but yeah. Is Ghana in Africa?
Yeah.
Ghana is.
I think Guyana might also be, but who knows? I'm sure somebody will write us. Let us know.
Well, good guess. Good job, David. You got it. Let's get into My Spouse. Should be good ones this time. I still haven't switched the songs. I don't care.
I was just going to say to something.
I don't care. It's labeled that way. That's why I'm doing it. Just kidding.
All right. Switch labels.
It's not really labeled that way. It's called A Beautiful Romantic Song or something like that. All right, Mindy, what do you got?
My spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I light a nice candle, a nice smelling candle.
Yeah.
And he will start sniffing the air like something stinks.
Yeah.
And the candle I had lit was lilies. That's a nice smelling candle.
I don't know. Our lily smells like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, your dog.
I was going to say. I thought you were going to do a different My Spouse. We were watching.
Wait a minute. I may even have it on here.
Oh, you're going to do the second one?
Tell me.
You can't I may have to add it.
It was an ant commercial.
Oh, yes, I do have it. I do have it.
That was funny. It was a funny moment in our house. All right.
No.
Expired.
That's expired. Oh, that's such a great commercial. I love that commercial.
We do that all the time to each other.
Expired. Expired.
You have an ant problem. That's so good.
No, she's like, oh, hey, if the milk is expired, I'm not drinking it anymore. Yes. Or anything that's expired in the fridge, I'm not using it anymore.
It's fine.
But she's like, it smells fine. Right. Yeah. So then I start doing that. Expired. Expired.
You and I are the same. I cannot have anything expired in there. I'm not touching it.
It's still good for at least a couple more days.
Sniff it. It's not an exact science.
Exactly.
She had milk and there was a month old. It just hadn't ever been open.
It was organic. It was still fine.
Not having it.
You know what? Organic milk lasts a long time, way past the expiration, actually.
Thank you, Mindy.
Not in my belly. It doesn't. Doesn't last an hour.
Okay.
All right, who's next? David, go ahead.
All right. My spouse buys really, really expensive shoes and can't last 2 hours in them. We did a good deal on the shoes, but they were still really expensive. Not even 2 hours.
Dang.
My spouse.
Mo did.
Would those be the ones you wore at the gig?
No. Oh. Those I got from the Goodwill.
She's had those a long time.
Yeah. All right. I wore these to the wedding longer than 2 hours. That's fine.
All right. I got mine. My spouse. My spouse for years, even though I've told her not to do it, I've actually tried to educate her. My spouse likes to talk to me from across the house. All I hear is that. I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear you. And she's talking to me in the kitchen. I'm somewhere in the back of the house. And I'm like, Mindy, I cannot. Instead of her walking to me, I have to walk all the way in from whatever it is I'm doing and go, what did you say? My spouse. Mm-hmm. Has never changed either.
I never will.
Never will.
My spouse, when we're preparing food or using a dish for 1 second, instead of just like brushing it off and rinsing it off, he puts it in the dirty sink with all the dirty food and the dirty water. And now it's dirty. You could have just rinsed it off and put it on the drying rack. My spouse.
That's a good one. That was really good.
We did very good.
Yeah, no rebuttals.
No rebuttals.
Hey, we're getting good at the rebuttal. No rebuttal.
Yeah. Thing. We're growing. We're leveled up.
She wanted to.
Leveled up.
That or I got her, whatever it was.
I coordinated the whole wedding in those. Whatever.
Still not 2 hours. Maybe an hour.
Waited an hour for the Uber.
Mindy,
an
hour and a half. Mindy, look what you did.
I jinxed it.
You created a rebuttal. Look at you. All right. Well, let's get into the Edward Scissorhands segment. All right, I'll start this one. You know, I said this is a little too broad, so I'm going to narrow it down. I said first I was going to say putting up with my BS all these years, but that's kind of, you know. I would say her putting up with my lack of ability to be patient. Like, I am just one of the most impatient people in certain circumstances. There are some circumstances where I am more patient than others. But when it comes to shopping at like Walmart or shopping with her in general, I'm just like really not patient. And I struggle with it. I'm in internal anguish. But she's calm. She just deals with it. And then we get through it. And so I appreciate that. Love is that. Love is that.
Some days.
Yeah. Some days she's not handling it well. But
sometimes she's not as in love.
Totally. All right. Who's next? Stephanie?
David.
David.
Okay. Love is Enjoying the relaxing Sunday, watching the trash TV that's on, and having food delivered because you just don't want to do anything.
Yeah, Sundays without football, brutal, dude. Golf's okay, but sometimes there's good golf on. But man, Sundays are—it's horrible.
But we've done that. I love Sundays because we have nothing planned.
Yeah,
we try to make sure nothing's planned on that day. What we're doing is hanging out, watching whatever's on TV. Sometimes it's golf. Sometimes it's stupid shows like 9-1-1.
Mm-hmm. That's a great show.
You know what I mean? They're like trash TV.
Yeah.
It's like a drama, or what do you call that? What's the soap opera? Mm-hmm. Just bad TV, but you're just sitting there enjoying doing nothing. That's cool. And watching TV.
That's awesome. I like that. That's a good one, man.
I'm really trying to get one. Jason to do that on Sundays.
I struggle with watching bad TV.
Oh, that's great. What's great about it is you don't care. So like many times we both have, Balls. One of us is playing a video game. One of us is watching it. The other one is, then we switch. Next thing, the other one's playing video. Then the other one's scrolling on their phone. It's like, who cares? And then the food gets delivered. You just eat dinner watching this, whatever you want. It's great. I love it.
That's awesome. So, by the way, we're pretty far into Outer Range now. We're all the way to the seventh episode. I like it.
Seventh? I thought we finished it.
Well, I think, isn't it, David, is it still current? Is there another episode coming out, or is that it?
There's two seasons.
Well, we finished it.
Do they release all the episodes in this season? Because the previous season they had 8 episodes, and this one they only had 7.
I don't know. I haven't finished the second season. I got like 1 episode or 2 episodes.
Yeah, you guys are further than we are.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Anyway.
The show is crazy though.
Yeah. It is. Okay. All right.
Back to Lovis.
Lovis. Is it me? Did I already say mine? My bad. I started this thing off.
Mindy or Stephanie?
Mindy?
I'll go. So funny you said something about the ants.
Oh.
Because my love is watching how much my husband has a love for all animals, including ant colonies that get destroyed on TV.
Oh. Yeah, there was a commercial about, you know, my ant trap is better than your ant trap commercial. You know, you can just spray it and then a few of them will die. But our ant thing, they'll eat that and they'll go back and it'll kill their entire colony. And I went...
Freaking hippie.
He was like, aw. And I started laughing. I could not stop laughing. I'm like, I look right at him. I'm like, he's serious.
And she goes, my spouse or love, or she starts typing it in her phone. Sorry. I just felt bad for them in that moment.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Steph.
Oh. Love is. There's just so many.
I mean, she did not prepare.
She's been stalling this whole time.
We've all seen that in Stephanie. She'll be like, yeah, I got it.
Why are you looking around when you got it? I don't know if I've already said this one.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's hard to keep track, but love is... leaving our very warm, cozy bed and getting me water.
Yep, done it.
Damn it.
Yep.
Apparently that's all I do. I just get her water.
Love is when I go off on someone, David kind of takes them aside and says, hey, you know, she's not wrong, but... the nice way of saying it is this way. He has my back, but he kind of tells people like, I know she's a little much, but she's not wrong. So he had my back the other day with something. I may have, you know, been more emotional about it than I should have, but he agreed with me, but said it in a much nicer way.
That's what we do. That's what we do as spouses. We balance each other out.
Yeah.
That's what you should do anyway.
Love
you know, we have goals. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. I have goals.
I have goals.
No, no goals.
Hashtag
no goals.
All right. Oop, here's still
Did
on.
David do
this? Stupid yeah. song is still on. All right. well, let's get into them. I don't have a jingle for this. So here. Goals. There we go.
You have to play that if we actually reach our goal.
That's a great, I will. But won't be playing it for me.
Not me either.
All right. So let's go around the room here. I'll start. Goal was to reach 100 subscribers on YouTube by the end of May. We got to 74.
Yeah. Very good. And where was your starting point?
I think we were in the 20s? 40s.
No, it was lower than that when we first started.
No, not when we first started, but I'm talking about May.
Oh, when you started. Okay.
So in May, we were probably, it was probably like 45 or something like that. So we gained almost 30.
Almost doubled.
Yeah.
Almost doubled.
Yeah. So pretty good. I think that was pretty good.
It
did well. So.
Very well. Very well. My goal was to not buy anything on Amazon for myself.
Okay.
In the month of May. And I didn't realize it was the third. So I was still doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized today, I was like, I can buy myself things. But I did it. I did not buy myself one thing. A couple times I went to go buy now, like three times, and I didn't do it. So I achieved my goal. I did not buy myself one thing in May.
Stephanie, congratulations. David?
My goal was to get back into golf and golf once a week. Mm-hmm. I golfed once in the whole month.
Whole month.
One time.
Failed. Man, I need a different sound effect for that. I have that one on here too. It's just not loaded in here. Let me see. No, it isn't. Bummer. All right. Next.
I also let David know that he cannot use the same goal 2 months in a row.
Oof. Okay. I was going to do that, but I guess I won't. It was going to be more though. I was going to up it.
Yeah. If you up it. Mindy.
My goal was to be successful at growing corn. Mm. And so far, and I even posted it on our Difference Between Us, I have one growing. It now has 3 ears of corn on it. And I have 2 more babies that popped up.
Oh.
So I would say that's a success.
Yeah.
A what?
Success.
Really successful.
Where's my...
Do you think that's...
Oh, good job, successful? Mindy. Sorry. Hell yeah. The reason why I'm on here, I want to change the goal a little bit, but it's still going to be related to YouTube.
Okay. So now we're going to go for our goals for June.
Mm-hmm. All right. So somebody start while I pull this up. Next person.
Okay. I know my goal. I've already kind of started getting my brain around it. For June, I'm going to take the stairs at work at least once a day.
Okay. You know, I used to do that when I worked over there. I would take the stairs. I was on the third floor and instead of an elevator, I took the stairs every single time, up and down all the time.
Nope. Probably elevator every time.
4 or 5 times I did that.
I don't have an elevator. I have to take the stairs.
I walk farther to get the elevator.
Well, your building was built in the 1800s, David. So
yeah. Yep. So it's a real goal. It's really hard. It's about 3 or 4. It's 4, mm-hmm. You know, up, 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 oof. Up. And about the third one, I have to take a break.
Yeah. And they're steep.
That's bad.
Some of them are steep, depending on where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. They're super steep. Thank you, Jason. Mm-hmm. Mine are steeper than yours.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Super steep. Oh, I don't know. The one, I don't know. And you're probably not in that area anymore, though. But there was one that those stairs were so steep where you guys used to be.
The same spot.
You're in the same spot?
The East Mez.
Okay. Yeah. They're pretty steep. Yeah. But there's more of them, to Stephanie's point, for her.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. Mindy? Your goal? To eat your ear of corn?
No. I know what I'm
going to
do.
Make sure that ear of corn is actually listening.
It doesn't have an earwig in it.
I'm going to meditate every day until we convene again.
Every day? Well, you got to do it. It's for the month, though.
For the month.
You're going to...
She's going to meditate every day in June.
Wow, that's a challenge. That's a challenge.
It is. because I have not been successful at it.
No, no, no. I just think that's a challenge. It's
so what I can do, though, is I can take a picture of my board every time I write it on there, so you'll know the dates.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see how close you get. Okay, we're currently at 176 videos on Low Tree Studios. I would like to get to. Is this attainable? I would like to get to 300 by the end of June.
300 videos uploaded
by the end of June
on Low Tree. So that's Jason and Mini podcast,
Honey Badgers
podcast,
Honey Badgers,
Honey Badgers.
Bitches whining when it starts in June. My goal, I'd like to change my goal. Okay. We're going to start bitches whining in June.
Ah, that's a good goal.
Maybe July. Maybe we'll say that one for July.
It's a good goal though. Okay. David, what goal are you not going to accomplish this month?
I'm going for this one. I'm going to have zero energy drinks this month.
You're going to be successful at no energy drinks.
Yeah. Success.
You guys are killing it over there.
Successful in no energy drinks the whole month.
So how often do you drink them?
Once a day.
Really? Which ones? The Celsius ones?
I was doing Celsius, or I can't remember the other one's name. It was like Alana. Yeah. It's like they had like a really good flavor that I was like, this is awesome. But yeah, I'm having an issue where I'm like, this is too much caffeine. It's not, I'm like dying, crashing hardcore, like towards the end of the day,
really
almost falling asleep at my desk. I'm not quite falling asleep, but I'm definitely like in the middle of typing. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So it's not good. I got to stop that. So I'm finding a healthier alternative to having that much caffeine.
I drink, it's not an energy drink, but it's a tea. It's yerba mate tea. It's that organic yerba mate tea. Oh man, that stuff is so good. It lasts all day long to the point where I try to go to sleep at night. I can't sleep. It's very good. Very good. And it's not technically an energy drink. It's tea, but,
man, is there caffeine?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Eliminate that
as much as possible. So I'm trying stuff. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Mud Water, but not a sponsor. Something very similar to that. I'm not having that exact one, but it's something similar. It's like a heavily mushroom based drink.
Oh wait, yeah, I have.
It's supposed to be really good for you.
Like the magic mushrooms?
I think on commercials. I think I've heard that on a podcast.
I've heard of Mud Water. Is it? What's the benefit of that?
It's no caffeine. That's supposed to give you like all like energy, like naturally through herbs, but not, it's not anything with caffeine.
That's cool.
Well, I'm just seeing like a B vitamin.
Yeah.
Either. I could try that as well. But like my replacement shake is B vitamins. So I have that later on.
Yeah, it helps. I mean, I had a B vitamin today. I was, feeling like I could use some energy, and I had a B vitamin in there. Hell, like, B vitamin is good for mood too, by the way.
B1.
Yeah.
I didn't know that B4.
Yeah.
B.
I heard B2 can be good for you as well. Helps pay the bills. All right. Moving on to the draft, right?
Oh, yes.
We've got results. Everybody did their goals, right? We're good?
Yeah, I think so. Did we cover everything?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. We know what they are.
Did you guys write them down?
I know it's right here. Just like the next draft is.
Yep. That's where mine is, right here.
Right there.
Mine's right here.
Yeah.
On the phone.
These two wrote them down right here. All right. Well, let's start the music. So, you remember I talked about that beer I like, Sweetwater?
Mm-hmm.
They had a buy one, get one. at Publix.
And you got it. How about that?
Win-win.
It was blown out, though. They weren't, Mindy's like, the Sweetwater beer is buy one, get one. So I'm like, oh, score. So I go to the freezer or the refrigerator section, and then there's none. And I found this last one, and it's pretty good. It's an IPA.
I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
It was two beers.
Half off for two.
Seven. Yeah, I got two beers out of it. It's $7 for 12 beers. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good.
All right, Mindy.
All right.
Let's get into the results of the last draft.
Results. Okay, so this last week we did favorite board games.
We did.
And I will go through them. Number one was Jason, was Mexican Train, Codenames, and Yahtzee. Number two was myself, Cards Against Humanity, Gestures, and Life. David had Speak Out, Sorry, and Zombicide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie had Blank Slate, Chess, and The Voting Game.
It was Drunk Yahtzee, too, by the way.
Oh, it was Drunk Yahtzee. I actually did write
that. No, it was Drunk Sorry.
Drunk Sorry. I meant to say.
You had Yahtzee. Yeah.
Correct.
Who went first last time? Who won last time?
I won last time and went first.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I won.
Mindy won last time and went first.
Because she announced you first. Also. Okay, so Mindy got the lay of the land. She got the first pick. Yep. Who won this week?
So who won?
Well, we got to go through.
Go through all of it.
Okay.
All the business.
So.
Comments and all.
We got a few comments. Jason is the winner.
Yeah.
So first one up was. this was by Carol Chappell. She said, my favorite board game is Cop It, followed by Othello. I've never heard either one of those, but she is from the UK.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
And she said Othello, which is only for two players. Cool. Card game of Uno.
I like Uno.
My favorite with all ages.
Uno's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she voted for Jason. And then the next one.
Who's that?
Was.
That's your mom.
Carol.
Yeah.
No. It's your mom. No, I think it was. Kay. Gosh, you know what? What happened is when I copied it, the names, some of them I know. I'm not
sure. As long as the winner's still the winner.
I'm not sure who this next one is, but they voted for you. They said mine is Mexican Train, Scattergories, and Spoons.
That's your mom. Because Angie said, well, which list do you pick? And she said, I don't know. She said something. And then I said, and then I made a snarky comment that said, lists are hard to pick from or something like that.
I think that one was Angie there. Oh, okay. And then my mom said Train and Uno, but she didn't pick. So yeah,
Mexican, but Jason's she said Mexican win. Train.
But David, you got one.
Yeah.
From Belle. Do you guys remember Belle? From
Tahoe.
Yeah.
Her faves are Backgammon, Yahtzee, and Sorry. So she voted for David.
Sorry, not sorry.
Stephanie, this person said, what? No Monopoly? I'd have to go with four.
I'm really confused.
I'll take it.
I'm really confused by the way you wrote this.
You know what? I had the names, though.
Stop before. Touching me. Stop hitting me.
You know what? I did that last time and I had to review it. I'm like, was I really hitting him?
He hit me twice.
You're so beat. Anyway, I'll do a better job next week.
All right.
You know,
that's okay.
Fight me.
But you know, I'm the winner. That is legit, right?
You are the winner because
if they voted for four, by the way, that had to have been me if Mindy went first.
Well, she. Huh? Well, you were four, yes.
Yeah.
But
she said they voted for number four.
No. Whoever the last ones, whoever voted for Stephanie,
had a comment,
but they voted for Stephanie.
So Stephanie got one.
Yeah.
Got it.
So everybody got one this time. That's great, right? We're not getting any zeros. You guys don't watch Survivor, but one of the things I don't like about Survivor, it gets down to three people, and the third person, there's always one person who gets no votes. Like it's votes to win. And they get no votes. It's just sitting there. They just bring that person along. It's kind of a bummer. But all right. Okay. So this week we're drafting favorite chips. And Mindy made the rule.
I did.
It can be brand and flavor. So I can have the same flavor in a different brand if I want.
Yeah. Brand and flavor.
And vice versa, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You can have the same brand, different flavor.
Yes.
So does this time, so it went to me, right? And this,
you're the winner.
So it goes back this way. I keep forgetting which way we snaked it.
Mindy should go second. I'll go third. Stephanie's fourth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right? Is that, because I don't want to get it wrong. If it's wrong,
let me know. Last time I was four. So like, yeah, it'll go that way.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. So my first pick, and I said this to me, and I'm like, nobody's going to like, and she, don't be negative. Nobody's going to like my chips. And I meant you guys. You guys probably won't pick the stuff that I like. So I'm going to go with Kettle Brand salt and vinegar chips. Those are my favorite chips. I love them. I don't care if the rest of the world does and votes for me. That's my first pick.
Okay, got it.
Gross.
Exactly. And see? I knew it.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with good old-fashioned nacho cheese Doritos.
Ooh, that's nacho cheese.
That's nacho cheese.
All right, David. All right. David's reading David from his list. Yep.
Okay. I don't know how... This is one of those ones that we're going to have to vote on probably right now. I'm going to go French fries because fish and chips.
No.
We're not in Europe, dude. We're not in England, bro.
Even if you get fish and chips here, they come with fries, not chips.
Yeah, but it's not a chip.
Yeah, we're talking chips, man.
Okay, we voted. Move on. He knew that wasn't going to fly.
Yeah, he tried, though. He tried.
Has to come in a bag.
Okay. Well, you can put
you could do veggie fries.
No.
Have you ever seen the little veggie fry
I'm
bag?
I'm going to go Lay's kettle cooked jalapeno chips.
See? Yeah, I'm in the kettle category. I like all those kettle ones.
God, I hate kettle
chips. The only thing about them, they're a little hard, but they're really amazing in like a ranch dip.
They hurt your mouth?
If I remember, don't you have a crunch thing? Like it's a tech, you don't like crunchy stuff? Yeah.
I don't like crunchy stuff. Yeah. That's great. Oh, you remember.
I do. All right. You're next.
This was a hard category for me. but I'm going to go Doritos Cool Ranch.
Oh, that's a good pick.
She's going for the popular vote.
Those are the best chips by far. But... And then I get to go again. I like the, I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's the Ruffles cheddar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, they're called Ruffles?
Yep. Yes. That's the brand.
Oh, Ruffles cheddar.
Yep.
Those are good.
I know.
Good pick.
Thanks.
Good pick.
Yeah. See, I don't like Ruffles. I'm not a fan of Ruffles.
Oh, I love Ruffles.
I like the crunchy ass chip. Breaks my teeth.
Ruffles
when
are
I eat
crunchy.
It. Yeah, they kind of. If you just held them in your mouth, though, they just kind of melt. You know, they just kind of wither. You know what I mean?
Right.
Plus, right. I have a thing. Okay. Plus, I have a thing with Ridged.
Really?
Irrational fears. He's got a thing for Ridge chips.
Wow.
All right, David.
Okay, mine is just the plain. Tortilla chip, but from like a Vallarta or like a, you know, homemade chip from a store.
Like the restaurant style?
Yeah.
Restaurant tortilla chip.
That's pretty good. That's a good pick.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, back to me. I'm going to go with the Simply brand Cheetos white cheddar.
Simply white cheddar Cheetos.
Yep.
Love it. Are those the puffy ones?
Yep.
I love the puffy ones.
So I'm having a little bit of a problem with the brand. Do I have to have a brand?
Yes.
Is that part
of- Well, David had restaurant.
If you two would do your research.
He did restaurant from Vallarta.
Well, that's a chip, though. It's homemade.
Yeah, but so I'm just going to go brand. Whoa. I'm going to go brand.
And I'm going to put Vallarta.
I'm talking.
Talking.
Oh, gosh. I'm gonna go Trader Joe's salsa verde.
Oh, those are chips. Good. Those are so good.
Not the popular
vote.
Yeah, they're so good. Oh my god, the salsa verde ones are the best. Now there's a version of them in the store here in Publix. I just don't know the brand, and they're just as good. But I don't know the brand. So
okay, Trader Joe's salsa verde.
And now I gotta go again. Shoot.
Yep.
Yep. One more game. Last pick.
Okay, I'm going to go with the, I don't know the brand again, but I like the lime tortilla chips.
Oh, they're
Tostitos has them.
Yeah, let's go Tostitos because they're pretty good. Tostitos has, they have them too. They're pretty good. They're thin, real thin, right?
It's on the border.
Okay, on the
border. Oh yeah, on the border.
Thanks for the help. On the border. That is the- lime. They got their like salty lime. Mm-hmm. They're really good. I'm going. Mm-hmm. Everything I got is tangy.
It is pretty tangy.
Tangy.
All right.
Is it my turn? No, Mindy's turn.
I think
All right.
Back to me. I'm going to pick the last one. I'm going to go with, oh, geez, it's a tie.
Just pick. I feel like I'm at the grocery store again.
All right. I'm going to go with the classic. I'm going to go with Fritos chili cheese.
Ugh.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
This makes your mouth smell like corn. The whole room smells like corn.
Jeez.
It's like those corn nuts. Everything you eat those, it's just.
Oh, man. Cool Ranch corn nuts.
See, but those are break your freaking tooth.
I don't eat those either.
They will.
I used to suck on them and then I'd spit them out.
Shit. So you heard it first. She sucks on nuts.
And spits it out.
And then I spit them out. Spits them
out. Ew. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Always.
David.
Look at my pick.
That's a good pick. Ow.
Okay. Abuse. I'm going to go with the company that thought they were making tennis balls.
Yes.
The Pringles, but the cheddar cheese ones. Mm.
Cheddar cheese Pringles.
Now, wait a minute. I had that on my list. So did you want the cheddar and sour cream or just cheddar?
Just the cheddar cheese.
Because they make them in a blue can and an orange can.
Cheddar's better.
Yeah, he's going for the orange can of cheddar cheese. Okay. I would have gone for chive, sour cream and chive, but whatever.
If you've ever gotten to the bottom of, there is a tennis ball at the end.
Have you ever always had... get your hand stuck though? Now you have a tube stuck in.
Stupid
Pringles
marketing.
Has a dill pickle flavor.
Dill pickle's good.
That would be good.
Dill pickle Pringles.
Never tried that, but
yeah. Very good. All right. For my last pick, I'm going for sun-dried tomato sun chips.
Oh, I saw those.
It's a great pick.
I love sun chips.
They are good. They are really good chips.
They're rigid.
Chip, it's true. Right? Not the ridges are bigger. I'm okay with
eight of those.
It's bigger ridges. I'm good.
Okay. Oh, just the small ridges.
It's more of a wave, not a ridge.
Exactly.
Say that one more time. Sun-dried?
Sun-dried tomato sun chip.
Okay, got it.
I love sun-dried tomatoes too.
Okay.
Yes.
There's our draft.
Let's review it.
All right.
Recap.
So, no special order. I have Dorito nacho cheese, simply white cheddar Cheeto puffs, Fritos chili cheese. Jason has Kettle Brand salt and vinegar, Trader Joe's salsa verde tortilla chips. On the border lime.
Thanks for the assist.
And David has Lay's kettle cook jalapeno tortilla chips, homemade from Vallarta, and Pringles cheddar in the orange can. Stephanie has Doritos Cool Ranch.
It's a winner.
Ruffles cheddar.
Nope, ridged.
And sun-dried tomato sun chips.
Bigger ridges. I was going to say Mindy's list is a little racist though, huh?
Yeah, it's real big on white.
Simply white?
Well, it's not what it's called. The brand is Simply.
Simply white Cheetos.
White. I'm going to say it like that.
No, they're white cheddar.
What about the white abyss of snow?
You didn't punctuate, so it's just simply white cheddar, baby.
I'd like to change mine to the purple tortilla chips, just so we're more PC.
Yes. That's great. All right, well, that was fun. That's it for our show.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, had some good laughs on that one. That concludes the Difference Between Us podcast. We do have the cheers at the end, so stay tuned for that. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and visit lowtreestudios.com. I was thinking about Low Tree Studios. Is that a weird name for a, you know, people stumble across it like, what's this Low Tree? I mean, no one knows the origin, right? It came from our
address. Origin stories.
Yeah, origin story. That should be the origin story. I just wonder if it's a weird name. But anyway, Go to lowtreestudios.com for more great podcasts.
That's where we all started from.
That's right. And we will see you guys next week. David, take us away with your cheers, man. I can't wait to hear it. I still have a little bit of warm beer left.
I have no water, so just, there's a drop.
Well, here's to birthdays. Mm. Birthdays come once a year. Aren't we glad we're not birthdays?
That's a good one, dude. That's a good one. Cheers. And with that, we'll send you guys off. We'll see you next week. David and Steffi, let's stick around and talk for a little bit. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.